Hallelujah. Do you know that sometimes passion is a choice? You can become passionate about something that you choose to be passionate about. It's something that you put your interest and investment in, a passion. You fuel it, you guard it, and you keep it burning in your life, that passion for something. And when you lose passion towards living for God, that old dead nothing starts taking over. You become numb. It takes a lot to move you. You become a tomb that is sealed. And it takes a lot of resurrection. I want to tell you, just the preacher himself can't do it. The pastor himself could. After a while, you become so dead that it just becomes the voice just of the pastor, the voice of evangelist, the voice of somebody. But to really awaken somebody, it takes the voice of the Lord, spirit of resurrection. Today, the Spirit of God is here to resurrect passion, to resurrect you that your passion can be back to what it needs to be with God. Amen. Never lose your love and passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put some action with your passion and let the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty have that throne of your life and your passion, that God will become the chief joy of your soul. Amen. Would you pray for your passion right now? Lord, stoke the flame of my desires. Renew my passion. Renew my passion. Renew my passion, oh God. Renew my passion. Hallelujah. Lord, be God my chief joy, Lord Jesus. Let your kingdom be first in my life, Lord. Let your righteousness be first in my life. Let your word be first. Oh, God, I love you. I love you. I worship you, Jesus. I trust you and I believe you today, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel the Lord's anointing here today in this service. Amen, Brother Pirtle, your class may be dismissed at this time. Won't you go to the word of the Lord with me today? Amen. I want to go to Psalm, the 23rd chapter. Psalm chapter 23. You could quote it, but I'd rather you turn there in the word of the Lord. Amen. In your Bible today. Amen. And something just keeps burning in me. It was reminded me this week. Brother Pirtle had a friend that came. He was Muslim, and he came to our service some time ago, a couple years ago now, maybe 3 years ago. And when he walked in the building, he looked around, and he told Brother Pirtle, he said, if the Bible's your holy book, why did y'all put it on the floor? You know, we did it because we didn't really think about it that way because of the seedage. And he said, we never put our holy book on the floor. We put it on the highest place in our house. And I want the word of God always to have the highest place in my life. Amen. Because God deserves the high place in my soul. Psalm 23, we could quote it, but I'd rather you read it with us today. The Lord is my shepherd. Read it with me. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want the Lord to be my shepherd. How about you? Amen. You may put your Bible down. Would you pray with me? Lord, I thank you today for the truth. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I love you, Lord Jesus. I trust you. I magnify your name today, God, and I bless you for who you are. Oh, how great you are, Jesus. Lead me, guide me, help me today. God, work through me, I ask you, Jesus. I trust you, Lord, in you, God. I want to live, I want to move, and I want to have my being, Lord Jesus. I pray right now, God, for that sacredness to be always in my mind, my being. I love and I trust you, Jesus, in your name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. There's another scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 18 or verse 19. It says, "What know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price." Then it says, "Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit." Then it again says, "Which are God's." You're not your own. You may glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is God's. Today I want to talk to you about the sense of belonging. The sense of belonging. Today I can't get away from that. Amen. That sense of belonging. Amen. I'm not my own. I belong to him. David was able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Are you thankful today that you could say, "The Lord is my shepherd"? I want to always maintain that sense of belonging. Have you ever got to that place where you felt like you didn't belong or didn't fit in? Amen. I've been in places where I used to be a part. And I went back and I just don't feel that sense of belonging. Amen. Oh, friend, and you ever heard that you wear your welcome out? You wear your welcome out. There's been places that people just overdone the welcome and sidestepped some things and took advantage and they wear their welcome out. I want to say this today. I never want to wear my belonging or that sense of belonging out that I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't want to ever lose that sense, amen, of that bond between me and my Almighty God. Amen. You know, that sense of belonging gives a affirmation and it provides a deep-seated assurance that one is accepted. They're valued and they're connected to a group or community. In our case, I'm glad to be part of Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be part of the church of the living God. And the church is not necessary just inside of this building, but the church begins to reach out as a corporate body around the world. And I'm thankful that Jesus just didn't die for me, but he died for whosoever will, that beyond that door, amen, we could see the hand of God, that it doesn't matter the skin color, it doesn't matter the position of life, amen. I'm thankful today that Jesus would give you that sense of belonging. We belong to him and we belong to each other today, all because of what he's done. But that feeling reinforces a personal identity. It boosts a good esteem inside of us, and it fosters a well-being, an emotional well-being, when you belong to somebody. Amen. And I'm thankful today that affirmation, amen, always, and I'm not alone, amen, in my experience, that meaningfulness of existence, that my life is not in vain today. I belong to him, and I could say that I am his, and he is mine, and his banner over me today is love. Are you thankful for the love of God, that he has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light? Amen. That he has given you a sense of belonging and feeling. Amen. Even when everything is going wrong, I'm still his. Job, even after losing everything he had, including his children, he still knew who he belonged to. In fact, the Lord had possession of Job, even when he looked at the enemy and he said, "Have you tried my man, Job?" I want the Lord today to be mine, but I want to be his as well. Have you ever heard somebody that claimed to be somebody or claimed to be something, and whenever you begin to look at it, they had no connection? There is a group of people today that have made claims that they are part of the military, a great elite place in the military, And they begin to say, yes, I was a Green Beret, or I was a Navy SEAL. And they go around, they put it on their website, and they tell everybody they were part of this. They would shoot out numbers. And there is a man that goes, and he finds these people, and he shows up and disproves. And it's called Stolen Valor, where he tells them, you're not really what you're saying on Facebook. You're using this as a false identity and a false thing. You're stealing valor from those that really paid the price. I want to tell somebody today, amen, I just don't want to just say it. I want to be his. Amen. I just don't want to make a claim. Amen. I just don't want to be one that just drops his name and just says that just to say it. But I want God to be the center of my life. And definitely I want God to know me. Amen. The Bible says they that know Christ ought to depart from iniquity. I don't want to stay in iniquity. I don't want to live in the septic tank of life. But I want the glory of God in my soul. That I could resist the devil, I could resist temptation, and I could be a conqueror through him because he is my God. Amen. Nothing, amen, in this life is worth turning back to when you receive that sense of belonging, that sense of encouragement, and that safety of being part of God and support system. That positive outlook that God gives your life, that God will take a nobody and make something out of your life. Amen. How beautiful it is. And therefore, amen, when you look through that kind of lens of life, amen, you begin to see people in a different way. You look at eternal beings in around you and you start saying, oh God, help me to reach to these people who really think they're somebody. Ever seen somebody who thought there was something? That really thought there was somebody. Amen. It's amazing what some people would do. They would strut their stuff and really try to be elaborate in their whole being. But friend, when it comes to it, they're nothing. They're just putting on a show. Today, I don't want my life to be a show. I don't want it to be just a demonstration. I want to be the real thing for Jesus, and I want Jesus to be the real thing in my life. I want the power of the Holy Ghost in operation. I just don't want to be hooked up, but I want him to be flowing through me. I want to be parked today with him. I just don't want to be associated. I don't want to be one that just claims it. I want Jesus to be there. Amen. I think about Naomi in the word of the Lord. She, with her husband Elimelech and her two sons, they, because of a severe famine, they left the land of plenty, the house of bread, Bethlehem, and went to Moab. And they left. And while they were there, her sons married Moabite women. One of the women's name was Ruth, and the other Orpah. And sadly, her husband and her boys, both of them, dies in a foreign country, leaving Naomi without immediate family in a foreign land. And there she begins to say, you know, I don't belong here. I belong in the land of plenty. I belong not here amongst these Moabites. And there comes a day and she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going back to where I belong. And she looks at her daughter-in-laws and she said, listen, why don't you go back to your people and you go back and marry now that you're widows. And she said, but I'm headed back to where I belong. One of the daughters, she kissed her mother-in-law and left. But the other one named Ruth said, no. Where you go, I will go. Your people's going to be my people. And your God's going to be my God. I want to tell people today, amen, she got a hold of that sense of belonging. When she and her mother-in-law entered back where they belonged, amen, isn't it amazing how God began to set the stage? God began to provide a kinsman redeemer. Amen, somebody they belonged to rescued them out of the poverty of situation, the poverty of being in a widowhood. Amen, she, amen, is reunited. tonight and become somebody again. I thank that Jesus reaches out to somebody, amen, that falls down in their problems of life. But we have a great Redeemer that will buy you back, who will bring you back to where you need to be and where you belong in Him. It's amazing that Ruth, amen, this nobody who belonged to Naomi now and to Naomi's son, that this man, all because of who she belonged to, hear me, gave her an opportunity. And he married her of all people. And she became the great grandmother of King David. You think with me. And from the lineage of King David was Jesus Christ. There were two women that are in the lineage of Jesus and David. Rahab the harlot and Ruth, that were outsiders, that made a choice that said, you know, we may not belong, but we want to belong. Rahab made a choice. She said, I'm going to do my best. Amen. She got everybody in her house and she put the scarlet thread down, the cord down. And she said, I'm going to fill my house because I may not belong to the winning side, but I want to be on the, I want to tell somebody today, amen, I want to be on the winning side today. I want to be on the blessed side, the favored side with God. Amen. I want to be like Joshua. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, friend, are you thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ? Are you thankful today that God would make you, amen, a different person? Amen. Oh, friend, you don't belong to yourself when you come to Jesus. You're bought with a price. And Paul so says, therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which belongs to God. All because of who Naomi belonged to. She found a place. I want you to think about David. David was a young man who was viewed by some people on a low-level job of being a shepherd. You think with me, there was no career advancement for most shepherds, no golden staff or 20 years of service. But that doesn't mean he didn't enjoy it or at least grow through his experience. In fact, when the prophet of God came to the house of Jesse to anoint a king from Jesse's house, I mean, the amazement that the prophet of God came with his horn of oil to anoint a king. Jesse thought, whoo, surely my oldest. And whenever the priest walked there with that horn of oil and he shook his head, it wasn't the oldest. It wasn't the tallest or the strongest. And Jesse, all of his boys, the king or the priest walked by and said, no, 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 no. He had to turn and look and said, is there another? Surely there must be somebody. Oh, yeah, we forgot about the little shepherd boy. Are you thankful? Just like the song says, when others sees a shepherd boy, God sees a king. I'm telling somebody today, David used this to define him and to work on him. Everybody else said he's just a shepherd's boy. That's just a low-level thing in life. But the things that David got as being a shepherd kept him all the way through the time of his life. In fact, amen, David's labor was not in vain. God used it also to draw him close and to teach him some things. And David became intimately acquainted with God as his shepherd. The Bible says in Acts 13:22, he became a man after God's heart. And you think about it, when Goliath came against the people of God, they still saw David as just being a little shepherd's boy. But David said, he told King Saul in 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, he said, the Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear, amen, will rescue me from this giant called Goliath, this Philistine. He's nothing, amen, because I have a God who's kept me. David had to be rescued, amen, by the hand of the Lord. And he knew if God could save him from the lion and the bear, that this giant was nothing. I want to tell you today, it was because David knew who he belonged to. He had been with the sheep and he had been with God. Amen. David's occupation gave him a window in the nature of God. And as he cared for sheep, he began to recognize God's providence. He looked at God as being his shepherd. Even when facing a different wilderness experience later on, David drew knowledge that his good shepherd would lead him in green pastures and beside still waters. Think about it. Even when Saul pursued David in an effort to kill him and destroy him, David recalled that it's God's rod and staff that will comfort and protect him. I'm thankful that even when the enemy comes in like a flood, I still belong to God. Even when people's motives are twisted, even my belonging to God will help me and keep me through. Hear me. I don't care how bad the situation was. Job still belonged to God. Say today, amen, you may be in a fix, but it's not the fix that's going to help you, but the one you belong to. I belong to the Almighty God. And David emerged victoriously because he marveled in his knowing that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And later on, when David was almost done because of foolish mistakes and he was in his sin, I want you to think about that. Here's David getting out of line, looking through things he shouldn't have done. And when David started thinking, I'm entitled, I'm the king, he got a little selfish and he got himself in trouble. You always stay in that low level in your life, and everybody else says, man, why be humble? Why not be loud and proud? I'm going to tell you, you better keep the reins of humility in your life. When David did not think as a shepherd, and he starts thinking like, I'm entitled, I'm the king, he got himself in trouble by desiring something that he could not resist. We get ourselves in trouble when we forget who we belong to. When we think we're indispensable and we think, I got it. I want to tell you, we don't need to play the games of being king. Amen. When you become your own king, you'll do the wrong thing. Hear me? Amen. When you think that you can handle it, friend, you're fooling yourself. We need to keep God our shepherd and remember who we belong to. So here's David. He commits adultery with another man's wife, and the domino effect of sin, well, now he had to hide it. And he couldn't hide it because she was expecting a child. He tried to manufacture some things and it didn't work. It backfired. Sin will always backfire upon us because we don't belong to sin. Isn't it amazing how foolish it'll make a child of God when they backslide? A backslider becomes such an idiot and a foolish person. Amen. I found that to be true before. Amen. Sin will find you out. You could try to hide it and cover it, but David, he even murdered the man, and he thought he had it covered till the prophet of God came. Remember that? The prophet's name was, anybody remember his name? Nathan the prophet. And what of all things did Nathan the prophet use? He used an allegory. He used a story about what? About some sheep. He said there was a rich man that had plenty sheep. I mean, he had lambs on top of lambs on top of who had company coming. And this rich man could have went out and got any one of his little lambs, but he went to the neighbor, a poor man that had a little lamb, that loved that little lamb. One little lamb. And this rich man went and got it and took this poor man's lamb and fed it to his host or his family or his friends. And David, when he hears the story about this, boy, he got upset. He said, "You tell me who that is." Because all of a sudden, the prophet of God thumps the string of being a shepherd. And it awakens something in David. That little lamb story got him. And he said, "You let me know who it was, and he's going to pay for it." And the prophet of God pointed his finger at David and said, "Thou art the man." I want to tell somebody today, amen, I am thankful that God has a way of directing us back to him. Amen. God is my shepherd today. God knows how to take that old staff and begin to nudge us back. That day God took it, amen, and he nudged David back to reality. Are you thankful for conviction? Are you thankful for the word of God? Are you thankful for the light of God? I think about another man that was a prodigal son. There he was in the pig pen. He had things, and he spent it all through riotous living, the Bible says. And there in the pig pen, he came to himself, and he remembered where he belonged. He didn't belong in that pig pen. He didn't belong in that foreign country. He didn't belong amongst the filth and the garbage of life. He belonged in Father's house. He said, "Oh, if I could just get back to Father's house, if I could just get there and belong underneath the roof of my Father, even being the least and the lowliest, the low level of Father's servants, if I could just be there, I know that this servants will live better than this." I want to tell you that sense of belonging got that boy back on track. And when he came to Father's house, Father saw him because he said, "My son, that was lost." Amen. He belonged to his father. He said, "My son, that was..." Oh, you're thankful that God still looks at people today. We may be foolish, we may err, but I'm glad I have a heavenly father that will reach to me and say, "My son, my child, my daughter, oh, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for the arms of grace today. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord that even in our foolish blundering, I have a God that would draw me back, a God that would forgive me of my sins." I want to tell you, the world wants to paint a hopeless picture, but we belong to a God of hope and mercy and grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think Brother Hughes made a statement about Sister Hughes' family, that person's still struggling, fighting, he said. And it brought my mind to a doctor that said these words: as long as a person has fight in them, they may be in a coma, they're still fighting, there's still hope. And I love it to watch somebody that has that sense of fight inside of them, saying of God, "Don't ever lose your fight." But there's something about it, even when you don't have the fight any longer, don't ever lose that sense of belonging. I don't belong in the pig pen. I don't belong in the house of Satan. I don't belong even in this world. I don't belong in darkness. I belong in the house and the plenitude of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody today, that sense of belonging, we can never just let it evaporate and fade out. Amen. Oh, friend, it's who we are and who we belong to. No wonder when David was almost done in his own sin, David recalls there with that story that lost little lamb being led back to the fold. How many times David had rescued a little lost lamb back to the flock of the shepherd. David said in Psalm 23, "He restoreth my soul." Restoring your soul is more than giving you a fresh drink of water. Restoring your soul, when God restores your placement and your assurance, even when you feel hopeless. I'm glad that God still restores souls. I'm glad that God still has restoration of the soul, that God still puts, amen, your place back inside of you, your belonging, that sense of belonging back inside, and awakens that in you, and awakens that assurance. Amen. Many of us at times feel insignificant. I'm just me. There's nothing great. I have no achievement. I've made such a mess in my life. Oh, I'm worthless. I have no. I want to tell you today in the Holy Ghost, I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how distant you are. I'm thankful for the love of Jesus Christ. It will buy us and reach us and bring us back to where we need to be. He is the Redeemer of the impossible. Amen. In fact, it's not who you are, it's whose you are. The vital aspect of baptism. The more I study about baptism, the more I'm convinced that in Pentecost we've made it just a ritual and a ceremony. That the meaning of baptism, we have taken it and deducted it, the value of it so much, into just a little experience in water. Oh, we're adamant in saying it's got to be in Jesus' name. But friend, amen, I believe it has to be in the name of Jesus Christ. But baptism is more than just washing away sins and just getting dunked in water. It's taking on his blood and his name and invoking a covenant, putting us in a position with God. It's more than just checking off a little formula, but a union with God that begins to entitle us to have a relationship with God. Amen, there's nothing like it when you belong to God. There's nothing like it when you wear his name, but there's nothing like it when you belong to his covenant. Right, amen. Colossians says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of his glory, this mystery, even among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm glad today that God will put hope inside of a person. Amen. There's people that many others have written off and said, there's no way. But I'm glad that God makes a way. The prodigal son, amen, I wonder how many times other people wrote him off. But I'm glad that God takes the write-offs. The refuge of life, the trash of life, those that messed up their life. And God says, I'm going to make you something beautiful. And I love the scripture in Psalm 121 where David, the writer, says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who hath made the heaven and the earth. That sense of belonging, that sense of belonging is mighty and powerful. This morning when we were receiving the offering, I had to look up a scripture this morning in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter and verse 27. I love that scripture because the power, the impact of that sense of belonging. The scripture says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. Are you thankful that God takes your enemy and throws him out, and God says, here it is, now destroy them? I'm thankful for the power even to look at the enemy and the things against me, and God gives me the key entitlement that I could say, hey, amen, oh, I could destroy you, Satan. God has given me power that I could put my foot on your head, and I could say, I belong to God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm talking to this church today, amen, about the sense of belonging. Stand with us this morning. Oh, God. It was several years ago that we were at a restaurant, and my wife and Isaac was young, very young at that time. I stayed back to pay the bill, and over my left shoulder, this lady looked at me, and she's probably blind in one eye. Couldn't see out the other. She looked at me and says, oh, you're such a handsome man. And she started, you know, flirting really heavy. And I mean, poor blind lady. And I turned around to Miss Beauty Queen, Miss Maybelline. I said, ma'am, you come too late. I belong to that one that I'm paying the meal for today. She looked at me. She said, I didn't see you with anybody. I said, but I still belong to her, whether you see her or not. Amen. Are you thankful that I belong to somebody? Well, I don't see him. I can't. Hey, I want to tell you, amen, I belong to him whether you see him or not. Amen. I am his and he is mine. I'm thankful today that I belong to the master. I belong to the creator, my maker of my soul. Hallelujah. I want you to come out of your chair this morning to the front of the church. And I want you today, amen, to lift your voice to God. And I want you to ask God today to renew your passion. God, renew my passion. Oh, God, renew my joy. Restore my soul. Restore that sense of belonging. Amen. Come on, lift your voice, saint. Come on, brother, sister. Amen. Ask God to renew some things in you. Go ahead. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord loves it when you open the door for him. Come on, the Lord opens the door. Amen. For those that will call in faith. Amen. For those that will love him. Those that will adore him. Go ahead. Let the Holy Ghost now move on in. Let the anointing be poured in your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear the beauty of the Lord coming out today. Come on, somebody. Restore the joy. Restore the joy of my salvation. Renew my hope. Renew my placement, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, would you let the anointing just flow through you right now? Hallelujah. Come on, you ought to worship and welcome the Lord now. Hallelujah. Let that anointing just sweep all over you right now. Come on, God has that horn of oil that he wants to put his anointing from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. He wants you even to be part of his kingdom. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our voice in this place. Come on, lift your voice right where you're at today. Hallelujah. The scripture says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Remember years ago, Brother Tommy Kraft, he gets up, and Brother Kraft sometimes can say 5 minutes of amazing things. And I mean, there's been, you know what I'm talking about. Brother Kraft had that ability to just boom and blow your mind. One time he got up and he said, I don't know, I've never thought about this before. He said, have you ever thought about the joy of the Lord? We thinking about the joy we feel. He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he said, it's not necessarily the joy that you feel that's going to be your strength, the joy that he feels. When you start saying, God, if you get joy with it, if you get pleasure from this, it's going to be my strength. Right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. If I know my wife, amen, my precious bride, if I know that she gets joy when I make up my side of the bed in the morning, if I know she gets joy, amen, if I put that coffee on in the morning for her and fix her cup, if I know that she gets joy when I do little things like that for her, there's a strength in that comes. If God delights in something and he gets joy of it, I want to do it. If God despises something, I don't want to do it. The things he despises becomes my weakness. Becomes weak, detrimental. But Sister Sharon, the joy of the Lord, Rahman Dio Kaba Sala, is my strength. I just keep going. Even when I don't feel it, I know he's going to get the joy. Even when I don't see it, he gets the joy. Even whenever I'm tested, the Lord says, give that. And I think, but God, I've tucked that $100 bill back. The Lord says, give it. And I take it out of that billfold that has been hidden. And I say yes to God. And when God gets joy, it becomes my strengthening. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to obey the Holy Ghost right now. There's something in your life that God is calling you and challenging you. There's a joy that God... Hallelujah. Come on, this was not something the day I designed or planned. This is what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody needs to say yes to the Master tonight, today. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's something that God's dealing with you about. Amen. There's a joy that he delights in, that he wants in your life. Amen. He wants a yes to something and a no to something. Amen. You need to institute it, Lord. I will say no to this and yes to you, Jesus. Oh, your joy is my strength. I'm complete in you, Lord. Hallelujah, which is ahead of all principalities and power. Hallelujah, fulfilling your will, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands again. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost so strong. You see, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, sometimes it's not a rushing wind, but a gentle, gentle leading. Hallelujah. I feel strength of the Holy Ghost this morning for somebody. Hallelujah. The strength of the Holy Ghost is here. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh my, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you just love the Lord? I feel the love of the Holy Ghost right now, the belonging. Hallelujah, that sense of great belonging is here today. Hallelujah. Oh, cover us, God, with your wings. God, draw us to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Would you reach to somebody, lay your hand on their shoulder. Amen. Pray with that person. Yeah, go ahead, pray with that person. Hallelujah. Sweep over my spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, I feel unction this morning in the Holy Ghost. I feel something happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel a liberty in the Holy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. By the power of the word of God, hallelujah. By the power of the word of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A beautiful Savior, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yada, yada. Holy, 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 holy. Come on, would you let the sweet spirit of the Lord minister? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let it be your passion to go deeper in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let it be your passion to go deeper in the realm of the Holy Ghost, to have a deeper hearing. Oh God, let me hear and allow your spirit. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. Rala Madakoho Sarayana. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Do you know a backslider today? The Bible says the backslider belongs to the Lord. Oh, they belong to the Lord. You know, somebody's drifted away from God. They belong to the Lord. I don't care how far they go in the pig pen. I want you to write down, amen. Would you pray for them? You're with your heart right now. Lord Jesus, now they belong to you. God, turn their heart towards home right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, mama, step before the throne. Come on, daddy, step before the throne. Brother, step before the throne. Sister, step before the throne for that loved one. Oh, yeah, la, 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 ba, ra, ra. Oh. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation, the strength of my life, the glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. He is my Redeemer, and my Redeemer is mighty. Hallelujah. Are you glad for the glory of the Lord today? The belonging, the sense of belonging. Amen. Praise God. Next Sunday, when you come to church at 10 o'clock, will be an adult Sunday school class. We will have corporate worship on Sunday morning starting at 11 o'clock. But I want you here, please, here. Amen. Come for Sunday school class, adults, because we want to grow in God. 10 to 10:45 will be Sunday school classes. We'll transition about 11, 5 minutes to 11. 11 o'clock, our classes will begin. Next Sunday would be kids' praise. It starts at 11, verses 10.